GOP bogs down in Georgia redistricting fight, sources claim. By Michael Patrick Leahy on November 16, 2021. Republican efforts to improve their position in the Georgia General Assembly's special session convened earlier this month to draw new congressional district boundaries have reportedly bogged down. The GOP has a majority in both the Georgia House of Representatives and the Georgia State Senate. And sources familiar with the process tell Breitbart News moderates who want to play nice with Democrats have temporarily taken the upper hand over conservatives who want to press the GOP advantage. The Constitution requires that state legislatures redraw the boundaries for congressional and state legislative districts after every U.S. Census, which takes place every 10 years. The final details of the 2020 U.S. Census were released earlier this year. And state legislatures around the country are currently in the process of redrawing those legislative district boundaries. The Georgia General Assembly convened in a special session on November 3 to prepare final redistricting maps for new boundaries for congressional districts and state legislative districts. On November 2, the day before the special session, Republicans on the State Senate Reapportionment and Redistricting Committee released draft maps for state legislative districts in the State Senate and State House. On September 27, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported, Republicans who hold a majority in the Georgia Senate released the first draft map for new congressional districts Monday, a proposal that shifts political borders and would help the GOP gain a seat if approved. The map threatens Democratic U.S. Representative Lucy McBath's re-election chances by drawing more Republicans into the 6th district she has represented since 2019. Democrats have picked up 2 congressional seats in Atlanta's northern suburbs in the past 2 elections. And the Republican majority in the General Assembly was expected to try to win one back in redistricting by drawing more GOP areas into one of the districts. The chairman of State Senate Reapportionment and Redistricting released a draft map on September 27, which can be seen here. Georgia currently has 13 members of the U.S. House of Representatives. It is one of 6 states that will be gaining representation in the House due to its higher level of population growth in the past 10 years, as the 2020 U.S. Census confirmed. In the current 117th session of Congress, there are 8 Republicans and 5 Democrats in Georgia's U.S. House delegation. Sources tell Breitbart News the redistricting map now under consideration for the 2022 congressional districts, however, would end up very similar to where they are now. Either 9 Republicans to 5 Democrats or 8 Republicans to 6 Democrats. Republicans are in complete control and can make a 10-4 map and send 2 new members to Congress, a source familiar with the redistricting process told Breitbart News. Members of the Georgia General Assembly contacted by Breitbart News chose not to offer any on-the-record comments until legislative committees release final draft maps for the proposed new boundaries for congressional districts. But at least one source familiar with the behind-the-scenes negotiations has sounded an alarm bell for Republicans. Apparently, it wasn't enough for Georgia Republicans to deliver the Senate to Chuck Schumer. Now they seem intent on helping Nancy Pelosi retain the speakership, a national GOP strategist told Breitbart News. Democrats currently have a 221-213 advantage in the U.S. House of Representatives over Republicans, with 1 vacancy. 538.com reported that Georgia Democrats have no qualms in pushing for congressional redistricting that gives them a partisan advantage over the current 8-5 Republican to Democrat congressional district status. A proposal they set forward last month would likely create 7 safe Republican seats, 6 safe Democratic seats and 1 competitive seat in the Atlanta suburbs. On October 21, Democrats in Georgia's state legislature released a proposed congressional map that would open the door to Democrats winning half of the state's 14 congressional districts, compared to the 6 they currently hold. The map would create 7 safe Republican seats, 6 safe Democratic seats and 1 competitive seat in the Atlanta suburbs. However, Republicans have full control of the redistricting process in the state. So the Democratic proposal is mostly a symbolic statement about the political competitiveness of Georgia, which backed President Biden in the 2020 election and elected 2 Democratic senators in 2 runoff elections in January. Besides the top-line partisan shift, arguably the most significant part of the Democratic proposal is that it would move the 10th district from the eastern part of the state to the Atlanta area. As a result, Georgia would have 6 districts that are majority non-white, compared to 5 on the current map, which is preserved in the initial draft Republican proposal, too. As in other states where Republicans control both houses of the state legislature, sources tell Breitbart News Republicans are very concerned that any new congressional districts that create a partisan advantage for Republicans will be challenged in court by Democrats.